Costco.
He's been away for a long time, and Luther Vandross feels as if his career is starting over again.
Don't you know that I love you, sir? You remember you told me you have nothing to live alone. Turn this house.
Defined as the preeminent balladeer of this generation, Luther Vandross is back in a big way with his new Epic LB Records album, Your Secret Love. The smooth title track single has already put Luther back at the top of the charts. Filled with new inspiration, Luther says these days life is pretty good and he's feeling fabulous. Here is a Radioscope report on Luther Vandross.
Why can't we tell somebody the secret love never lasts that long? Your secret love will never be your true love. I can't be your secret, baby. It's breaking my heart.
Your Secret Love is my best album. There are songs on all of the other albums which I embrace. You know, I embrace Don't You Know That and Never Too Much and A House Is Not a Home and Superstar and Till My Baby Comes Home and Creepin' and, you know, just all of the songs over the years, Stop to Love and Here and Now and Power of Love, you know, all of these songs. But as a one album thing, an assemblage of material to comprise one album of this album is it. From song to song, you never want to skip anything. It's a musical story, and the sounds and the keys of the songs fit together and the grooves. It works for me. It works for me really good.
Luther Vandross has many reasons to be especially proud of Your Secret Love. It captures his signature sound because he's back together with his team, which includes singers Lisa Fisher and Sissy Houston, plus producers instrumentalist Nat Adderley Jr., John Skip Anderson, and Marcus Miller. But Secret Love has enough of what's new, like appearances by Spinderella and the Fugees' Lauryn Hill, to keep it sounding fresh.
There's something that feels, I don't know why, but something that feels new. I feel like I'm starting over again or something with this new record, Your Secret Love. It feels new to me. Maybe it's because with the Songs album, which wasn't produced by me, and then a Christmas album, you know, it was a long time, but it was 3 years since I got to really get in there and do music that I knew would reach everyone. You know, I feel similar to the way I felt when we were doing Never Too Much and Bad Boy and all of that, you know, those early days. For some reason, everybody came back together and we were so glad to be in the same room together and, you know, and it was like, yeah, okay, yeah, this is how we do it.
A kiss in the dark, a certain time I can call you, a letter of love. But no name did you sign, pretending to all that we were just friends. When I saw you, I didn't know that you wanted me to be. I didn't know that you wanted me for your.
It's a twist on the concept of secret love, It's saying, you know, I didn't know that you wanted me to be a secret love. Why can't we tell somebody? You know, secret loves never last as long. You know, I won't be a secret. That's what this song is saying. You know, I like that.
Luther is obviously not one to rest on his laurels, although given his numerous hit singles and multi-platinum albums, he could.
Then why we try to find that special magic from above as we share our fair talking in the glow. Cause it shows that I am.
When they do, and when they come, you turn off the TV set and you go and get with the piano or the tape recorder and you just write down your ideas and then you keep going. I like it better when I incorporate it and interweave it with life. See, I don't like that. Well, you know what? I'm going to meet you on Thursday at 3 o'clock to write a song. I can't stand that. It's not only that I can't stand it, it's that it doesn't work that way for me. I don't have the faucet thing where you just turn it on.
Although Your Secret Love has just begun its stay on the charts, Luther already has his eye on single number 2. He thinks it might be I Can Make It Better, or then again, it might not.
I suspect it's going to be the song called I Can Make It Better. But then again, you know, you think that, and then you release the record and the audience calls for something else, you know, or that song, whichever. So I postponed judgment on that. You know, we were gonna shoot 2 videos, you know, because we just knew which 2 we were gonna put out first. And then we said, wait a minute, as the album was developing, we said, you know, we could very well put the album out and people may gravitate towards this song or that song or this song, and then we will have spent all that money doing a video and still have to shoot another one. So we'll wait and see what y'all like.
Well, once again, my love, it's time for you to go. No need to explain anything. I know, I know, I know. This is the end of the road. It's the parting of the ways, and there's not much left for us to say. You keep telling me he's no good for you. You said you were gonna change your life. You told me if he bothers you again, baby, we'll be dancing to the jailhouse rock. Put him away, baby. Make him understand. Tell him his game is over.
also treats us to his versions of two soul classics, like the material on his Songs album, which was comprised entirely of remakes. This time he gives Stevie Wonder's Knocks Me Off My Feet and Little Anthony and the Imperials' Going Out of My Head, the Luther Touch.
You gotta give it up to the original versions, because that's where it all stems from. You know, no matter if some woman in your neighborhood creates this new thing called cornbread. Now, your mother may start to make it, and she might add a little of this, and then your aunt down the hall, or down the street rather, may make this. Notice I grew up in the project, so your aunt down the hall. Your aunt down the street. Let's pretend we live in houses. You know, might do something different to it, but you still gotta give it up to the woman who came up with it. In the beginning, you know, with the Songs album, I had Endless Love, I had Always and Forever, I had Going in Circles. You know, they were all cover versions. I didn't want to come out again with another cover version. I wanted to now put the original music back in there, the ear of the listener, and still give them something that was a cover song.
And I think I'm going out of my head, 'cause I can't explain these tears that I shed. That makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. There's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Oh, baby, said you knock me off my feet. Your love, always and forever. Just like a dream to me, that somehow came true.
You got me going
in circles.
Continues another long-standing tradition on Your Secret Love. He does a ballad duet, this time with Lisa Fisher.
Lisa has that personality and that charisma. People love her.
Whether or not the world gets better,
you and I will truly survive.
And it's all because our love will never die. Never.
Yeah, the way that it is. whether or not a concert is successful for me is very different criteria than it is for other people. It's very different, you know, than Patty's concert. Patty's agenda is to incite. So first you come out with 50 foot hair, you roll on the stage in your white beaded gown, you kick your shoes off, you hit 17 high C's in a row, and by the time the concert's over, everybody's in a frenzy and she's done her thing. Her job is done, in other words. Mine is very, very different. Mine is to make you relax and get introspective, and to, I like being able to hear a pin drop in the theater. That's my thing, you know.
Luther Vandross says he hopes to do a tour of major cities this time out. Perhaps he'll even bring along the 30-piece orchestra he used when he did a smaller city tour last time. You'll also be able to catch Luther this Christmas on a special hosted by Vanessa Williams. And with Luther, you won't be disappointed.
I didn't know that you wanted me for your Why can't we tell somebody the secret love never lasts that long? Your secret love will never be your true love. I can't be your secret, baby. It's breaking my heart.
Coming up next is the PP&T. Feedback, Shades, and 702.
Next in the People, Places, and Things file, George Benson sees stars and two African-Americans end up on Murder One.
Radio School.